Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Yoma. Mishnah Vav concludes our discussion of differences between the Avodah and Yom Kippurim and on normal days by describing the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach did not have one big fire, as we might normally picture in our heads. There were actually several distinct fires on the Mizbeach, each of which is called a Ma'aracha. A Ma'aracha is an arrangement referring to the wood that would be arranged to form the basis of this fire. And each of them had a different purpose. So Mishnah Vav tells us, B'chol yom hayu sham arba ma'arachos. There were always, typically, four different fires on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. And those four fires are, first of all, the Ma'aracha Gedola, the big fire. The Ma'aracha Gedola is the main fire, and that is used for burning the Tamidim and all the other Korbanos. And so that's really the main fire for most things. The second one is called the Ma'aracha Shnia Shel Ketores. It is the second fire, the secondary fire, which is, as its name says, for the purpose of Ketores, and from that second fire is where coals were taken for burning of Ketores on the golden Mizbeach in the Kodesh every day in the morning and in the afternoon. The third fire is the Esh Tamid. It exists for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of there always being fire on the Mizbeach. The Torah tells us, Esh Tamid tukad al Mizbeach lo sichbe. A permanent fire shall burn on the Mizbeach and never go out. And that's what this third Ma'aracha is for. It's for the purpose, explicit purpose of just having a permanent fire. And finally, number four, is basically used for leftovers from yesterday. If it should happen that some of the thing, but karbanos from yesterday, particularly the afternoon tamid, which is the last karban done of the day, and maybe like in the summer when the nights are short, and there was not so much time, and therefore the karban did not get completely consumed overnight, so then they would throw that onto this fourth pile, which the fourth pile is burning the leftovers from yesterday. And the Mishnah continues, V'hayom Chamesh. And today, meaning Yom Kippur, there were five Ma'arachos. There were five fires on the Mizbeach, because number five exists to take the coals for the special Ketores taken into the Kodesh HaKodashim. We just talked about the Kohen Gadol going up and scooping coals for the Ketores into this pan, and he took it from this fifth Ma'aracha, from this fifth fire. That all is Divrei Rebbe Meir. That is the opinion of Rebbe Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bechol Yom Shalosh V'Hayom Arba. Rabbi Yossi says, no. That's basically correct, except there was no separate Ma'aracha for the leftovers. The leftovers would just keep burning in the Ma'aracha Gedola, and if they were left, they'd be left. And they'd burn until they're gone. So there are, therefore, Bechol Yom Shalosh, there are only usually three. There's the Ma'aracha Gedola for everything, there's the Ma'aracha Shnia for Ketores, and there's the Esh Tamid. And then on Yom Kippur, we add a fourth, right, V'Hayom Arba, in order to have a special Ma'aracha for the special fire for the special Ketores that's going to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim shortly. The halacha actually follows Rabbi Yossi, so that's what we hold. The third opinion, however, is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bechol Yom Shtayim V'Hayom Shalosh. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Yossi that there's no need for a separate Ma'aracha for leftovers, but he also says there's no need for a separate Esh Tamid. The Ma'aracha Gedola itself burns all the time, and therefore the existence of the Ma'aracha Gedola is sufficient to have Esh Tamid to Kadol Mizbeach L'Sichbeh, and we do not need a separate fire just so that there's always a fire. We just make sure that the Ma'aracha Gedola never goes out.